Hi, welcome to Hometown to Hollywood. Thanks for joining us today. This is Bonnie Wallace, author of The Hollywood Parents Guide, and today my guest on this podcast is Sarah Jeffrey. Sarah is an actress best known for her work on Shades of Blue, Wayward Pines, Rogue, and Disney Descendants. Sarah, welcome to the podcast.
So I was just on your IMDb, and it's like you're very young, but you've amassed a lot of stuff so far. We're looking at Wayward Pines, yes. Shades of Blue, Rogue, Disney Descendants, Wicked World animated shorts, Across the Line, and now you've got another film coming out, Be Somebody. It's in post right now.
Yes.
That's insane.
I know. It's like I haven't even been at this for too long. It's been maybe 4 years, but I've been so lucky to be consistently working and on projects that I'm passionate about. So, yeah, it's very cool to see your work sort of coming out back to back. It's very exciting.
So when did you know you wanted to be an actor? When did you suddenly see that that was something you really wanted?
Well, I did my first project when I was about 14.
Yeah.
And it was just a little pilot presentation for Cartoon Network. And I had 2 days on it, and I got the acting bug for sure. And I wanted to keep doing it, and there was sort of a lull. I was auditioning, and nothing was really sticking, and I got a little bit discouraged, but I thought, I'm going to stick with this, see what comes out of it. And I auditioned for Rogue, and I didn't really think anything of it. I hadn't heard for a while, but I was very passionate about the project because the lead actor is one of my favorite actresses. And we got a call when I was out in Las Vegas for dance competition. They were like, can you please come back and read again? And it had been like months. And I was like, I'm sorry. I'm like just about to go on stage. I can't. And so we were like, dang, I guess that's not going to work out. And on the drive home, they called and they were like, well, you got the part. So, yeah, it was crazy. I auditioned once, and then months later, it turned out to be my part, which was amazing. And that's definitely when I knew this was what I wanted to do. It was a very emotional show, a lot of hard work, but so rewarding and very eye-opening. And I had some great mentors on the show.
I love that. I love that. It's so classic where you do something and it's like, you know, one of the many, many auditions you do.
Right.
Months go by. You don't hear anything. You're like, okay, well, whatever.
Well, you know, like, it leaves your mind.
Yeah. You forget about it literally. Yeah. And then that call comes.
It was crazy.
So you're 14 when this happens?
Yes. I think I turned 15 when Rogue happened, but, I had done that little project, when I was probably 14. So I felt like a year had passed and nothing had stuck. And I was like, well, we'll stick with it. And my dad is an actor. So he was like, I think you've got a lot of potential. So I think you should stick with it. And I did. And lo and behold, the project that kind of like changed it all for me.
So you have a big dance background.
Yes. Yes.
Is that kind of how you started performing in general? Or?
Yeah, definitely. I started dancing when I was 3. And that sort of led to musical theater as well, which is a combination of it, and performing on stage. And my family is so artistic in that we're either like dancers, musicians, actors, painters, something. So I was kind of, me and my sisters were kind of bound to have that in our systems.
That's so cool.
Thank you.
So did you have somebody who inspired you to want to be an actor, or how did that? Sometimes that's true. Someone's like, oh yes, it was this person. Sometimes it's not. It's like, no, it's just like, it just called to me.
Right. I guess it was somewhere in between. I had my dad and my sister. My dad's been an actor for ages. He did a lot of voice acting, which I always thought was super cool. And my sister Hannah, who's a year and 9 days older than me, she started acting before me, actually. She just had a huge passion for musical theater and thought, where else could I take this? And it took her to sort of film and television, and she got these parts here and there, and I, of course, wanted to do what my older sister did, and we were so close that I was like, well, if she's doing it, I want to do it.
Of course.
That was where my initial inspiration was from. My family, pretty much, which, I always stick to that story. They were the two who inspired me initially, and they still do.
That is so cool. So for a lot of kids, like the question that so many young kids right. have is like, how did you get started though? It's like, well, in your right. case, you've got a family that you were sort of just swimming in that water.
Yes.
But at some point you had to like get headshots and a resume yeah. and start auditioning. Did your mom just help you put that all together or how'd that go?
So it was definitely helpful to have my dad who already had a history in it and sort of knew where to go for it and where not to go. But my mom was also extremely helpful. Stay-at-home mom, so she had lots of time to help. Even though, that said, it's not easy work.
No, it's a lot of crazy driving to auditions all over town and sitting around forever.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's not easy. No. So I'm extremely grateful that my mom helped me with that. It's headshots, it can be classes, it's auditions at like in the morning, at nighttime, sometimes two a day, sometimes none for weeks.
Yeah.
But getting started can sort of be a little scary because you might not be entirely sure, but in my case, I found my agent quite young and she's been with me pretty much from the start, and she's a perfect fit.
Oh, that's huge. That's so huge. Because it's like huge. Any other incredibly important relationship.
Oh, I know.
Your odds of finding the right, like, connection with an agent the first time out, not super high.
Not super high. I know. I mean, I'm so lucky that my first... I have two managers now. One here in LA, one back home.
Sure.
But my one back home in Vancouver has been with me pretty much from the start, and she's been amazing.
That's so huge.
Yes.
That's as important as good parents almost. Sometimes.
Exactly.
It's like they represent you in the world.
Yeah. It's like you're putting your career into their hands to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like a collaboration for sure.
It is a collaboration. I like the way you frame that.
Yeah.
Well, so you start to actually get some real traction by the time you're 14, 15.
Mm-hmm.
But you are maybe in school a lot of the
yes.
time that, you know, that kids ask me questions. They're like, you know, but how do you know, the school thing,
the school.
Like school is hard
school
for
is
a lot of kids.
Really?
Right. And my experience is that a lot of the kids who are performers are maybe extra sensitive, you know,
yes.
a little bit different frequently.
Definitely.
And often have their own issues like with school in general and then trying to balance that with having a career. How did that all go
totally.
For you?
Well, for me, initially, I did commercials before when I was younger, so that was manageable. And then as time went on and I got Rogue, I realized how much work would be, and how hard it would be to juggle school and work and then dance as well for me. Like, often kids have extracurriculars that they don't want to let go of. I was lucky enough to go to an art school where, most teachers were quite understanding about maybe getting the homework ahead of time and doing it at my own pace.
That's huge.
It was huge. And so I somehow managed to maintain good grades, but it got to a point in grade 11 was my last year in actual school, where I was like, this is just getting a little bit too hard for me to be like in 500 places at once.
There's like this time space thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's I don't know if people realize like how much it can be for even for kids.
Yeah.
It's so much. And so we decided, me and my mom and my dad decided online school would be
mm-hmm.
the best option mm-hmm. for me. And I mean, I was doing it independently without a tutor, so it does take a lot of work ethic.
Yeah.
It does take a lot of, like, concentration. I won't sit here and say it's easy,
We didn't do great with it, just for the record.
Yeah,
it's not easy.
It's really difficult. I mean, I like school, but school has always been a struggle for me. It felt like it was just the best option for me at that point in my life.
So you wrapped it up using online?
Yes, I did.
Online is a great option for a lot of kids.
It is.
And in some cases, even if you're not trying to, you know, juggle a professional career while you're still
oh,
a
yeah.
kid, and that's a challenge for school, sometimes the social thing is like enough of
oh,
a challenge that
huge.
You just want to step away from that.
Huge.
And online makes that a lot simpler.
It really does.
You know?
I know that, I mean, in my experience, personally, myself, Artistic people can struggle with anxiety, and that's not something I'm afraid to talk about. I think that's a huge thing.
It's very common.
It's very common. I see that more and more as I get older and sort of dive into this industry deeper. It's a huge thing. So having all of that on your plate, on top of like anxiety that already existed, it was sort of nice for me to just do the online thing, even though it took, I will not lie about that. It took a lot of work, a lot of dedication, but ended up being worth it for me. So that might be a good fit for some people.
That's wonderful. That's great advice. So, how important has training been for you in your career?
I think it differs from person to person. Training can be super important, or it can be not as important for some people, but I definitely recommend at least giving it a go and seeing where it gets you.
Hi. With the entertainment industry changing every day, I'm continuing to work to be a source of inspiration and information in your life. As it's been for 5 seasons and over 120 episodes, the Hometown to Hollywood podcast will be there for you. Now, I'm asking you to be there for us. The podcast has been a labor of love for years, and now I'm asking if Hometown to Hollywood's been a friend to you, if it's helped, educated, and inspired you, please become a supporter of the podcast. For only $5 a month, the price of a latte, you can become a friend of the podcast and help me afford to continue to do the work that you've come to depend on for honest, insightful interviews that shed light on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. If you can afford it, pitch in $10 a month and become a good friend of the podcast. Your support helps supplement the people who can only give $5 a month. Join now. Just go to hometowntohollywood.supportingcast.fm. That's hometowntohollywood.supportingcast.fm. And in just 2 clicks, you can have access to the complete version of this incredibly informative conversation, as well as each upcoming episode and the entire collection of over 120 past episodes. If you can't afford $5 a month to subscribe, the first 10 minutes of every episode will still be available for free. Subscribers get the full episodes delivered right to their inbox. Thank you. I appreciate your support, and I can't wait to share the exciting upcoming conversations with you. Meanwhile, if you could use some one-on-one coaching, invest in a video consultation session with me. Just go to hometowntohollywood.com and click on the consultation page. In 60 or 90 minutes, you can get peace of mind and a detailed action plan. Remember, the future belongs to those who believe in their dreams.